have a topic tonight that's going to get a little back into that science and research that we started talking about a couple months ago. We've talked a lot about our hemp oil, but we haven't really talked about our bodies and how it reacts to the hemp oil. So the subject for tonight's topic is going to be the ECS system, or the endocannabinoid system. So you may have learned a little bit about it, you may have heard a little bit about it, but you may not have kind of an in-depth understanding. I'm not going to go really crazy and nerdy with you tonight, but I am going to just give a brief overview so we all have an understanding of what our ECS system is. So when you're talking about remedy and you're talking about the benefits of hemp oil, and someone says, well, I don't get it, how does that work with my body? You're going to be able to respond with some base of knowledge here. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen and start my presentation and walk you through just a top line of an introduction to our ECS system. Okay. So understanding you and your endocannabinoid system, endocannabinoid, that is it took me a long time to be able to pronounce that word. It's a big word. A lot of people just cut to the chase and call it an ECS system. But basically we have inside of us a central nervous system, a respiratory system, a reproductive system. We also now have discovered in the early 1990s that we have an endocannabinoid system. And what that is a system that exists in our cells from the tip of our head to the bottom of our toes. And it provides balance for us. That's what the key is to the ECS system. It provides homeostasis. It provides balance. So the ECS system produces nature's own form of cannabis in us. So we produce our own cannabinoids. We call them endocannabinoids. And we've been producing this since we've been born. And what it does is it reacts backwards to a body's fight or flight scenario. So when your body encounters something that's stressful or is pollution or is bacteria or disease or whatever it might be, your immune system's gonna kick in and it's gonna fight that off. And so as a result, you're gonna get inflammation, your muscles are going to tense, your blood pressure is going to go up. Those are all physiological responses to your body's way of trying to heal, trying to fight something that is not right in your body. Your endocannabinoids actually reverse that fight. They let you relax. Let me explain it like this. If you have a lot of stress, and your stress isn't just once in a while, but it's a chronic stress that you're facing, your body is constantly fighting that stress. Your brain is releasing cortisol. That continues to go on and continues to go on over a period of time, and you're going to find that your blood pressure is going to be high because your brain is sending off signals to your cells to dilate your blood vessels. So you're going to see a host of other complications come up when your body is trying to fight something that's adverse. With hemp oil, it's actually going to retract that. So it's been known to lower your blood pressure. It's been known to relax your muscles. It's been known to reduce that inflammation. It brings your body back to balance. It keeps it in check. So again, it's backwards cell-to-cell communication. It works on inhibiting an overproduction of an enzyme or protein. For those of you who know someone with fibromyalgia or IBS, you know that their body is producing more of a specific enzyme or protein than it should because it's fighting it off. Hemp oil has been shown to actually help reboot that body back to balance. The same with an overexpression of a receptor, you know, your pain receptors, your emotions, your anxiety, your appetite. Sometimes that works in an overexpression. the hemp oil tries to bring that back to balance, back to where your body really is happy, where it the natural state of the body is. So how does your endocannabinoid system work? Well, it's a series of cell receptors that are matched with specific molecules. So know that your ECS system consists of receptors as well as certain molecules that fit those cell receptors. A lot of people have heard the terminology, or the analogy, I should say, of a key and lock system when they talk about the ECS. So the lock represents your cell receptors. So you have cell receptors, you have these locks all over your body. Certain molecules, certain keys will actually fit that lock and open that lock to release the chemicals that are necessary to have the reaction in your body that you desire. Not all molecules, not all keys fit that lock. So know that it's just certain molecules, the endocannabinoids, that are in your system that fit those certain cell receptors in your ECS. There are two specific receptors that they have already discovered, but I'll tell you what, they're already on the verge of announcing some new receptors. This is all new science. We're learning about this daily. These are the two receptors that they have verified and can specifically speak to in clinical trials. But we know that as we move forward with science, we're going to hear a lot more about different cell receptors, different molecules, and how they work with our body. So the CB1 and CB2, those are the two locks. The CB1, the way I like to say it is, that's what I think of when I think of my central nervous system. So your CB1 receptors are, you're going to be found in your brain and your spinal cord. There's a high concentration of it in the hippocampus, but also in your lung, your liver, and your kidneys. Your CB1 receptors mostly are going to be the receptors that are going to help you with concentration, memory, appetite, pain tolerance. Think about your CNS system when you think about the CB1 receptors. The CB2 receptors, well, they're more concentrated in your immune system. So think of like your gastrointestinal system, your GI tract. There's a high concentration of these CB2 receptors there. And so you'll find them in your immune system on white blood cells. They're a lot of it is controlling inflammation and pain management. So if you look at it this way, where in the body are you going to find these receptors? Well, you can't see because of our pictures, but on the right, that's the CB1 receptor. So the male model represents the CB1. So your CB1 receptors, as I mentioned, your brain, your lungs, your vascular system, your liver, your reproductive organs, and your muscles. Your CB2, they're going to be, as I mentioned, in the GI tract, very heavily concentrated there. But they're also in your bones, your liver, your spleen, and your pancreas. So that's kind of helpful just to know, you know, where does your endocannabinoid system live? Where are these locks? Where do they live? And now let's talk about the keys that go with those locks. The molecular keys. So I mentioned that we, as humans, already produce cannabinoids. Those are the endocannabinoids. Those are the human cannabis. And there are two specifically that they have discovered, these two endocannabinoids that we produce naturally. They're called anandamide and 2-AG. And just a fun fact about anandamide, the word ananda, we've all maybe have heard that word lately. Ananda means bliss in Greek terms. So the idea is it restores you back to that natural state, that state of bliss. You're not in that fight and flight mentality. You're in a state of balance and bliss. Anandamide and 2-AG, those are our own molecules. Those are our own endocannabinoids that fit perfectly with our ECS system. Then we also have plant cannabis, and that's where our hemp oil comes into play. Those are the cannabinoids that comes straight from plants. And this was just discovered, they were studying the effects of THC. That's how they discovered the ECS system. They knew that THC was having some similar makeup and chemical reactions that the endocannabinoid, they studied it and they found out, oh wow, we have an endocannabinoid system. And they started learning about what the endocannabinoid system is by trying to figure out the results of THC on the body. Well, since then, science has led us into the fact that it's not just THC that comes from the marijuana plant, but that the hemp plant also produces cannabinoids. The one we use, the hemp oil that we use, that cannabis is very, very similar in molecular structure to our own endocannabinoids. So you can get cannabis through THC or CBD, the marijuana, or the hemp plant, but both of those are designed to do for your body what you would naturally produce with your own endocannabinoids. But everybody's body is unique. And of course, that has a lot to do with your experiences in your life. For instance, if you've been around a smoker, or you are a smoker, for instance, you have subjected yourself to a lot of pollution. And that pollution has made your lungs work overtime to breathe good air. So you have released your endocannabinoids to start fighting that, to bring it back to balance. But at some point, maybe if you've had an overexposure to pollution, your immune system is just going to shut off. It's not going to be able to keep repairing the way that it has been. So your endocannabinoid system may have been very active for a while, fighting. And it is a very different experience than somebody else's endocannabinoid system that maybe has been dealing with something entirely different. So I think that's important to know. It's like a fingerprint. Everybody's ECS is unique. That's why you hear stories about people who have tried hemp oil. And some people, it just takes a little. And they find that they can sleep through the night. They find that they don't have as much pain and inflammation. And other people, like myself, it takes a lot. It has to do with the way that our genetic makeup is. It has to do with our experiences in our environment. So do know that your ECS system is what explains, because it's so unique, it explains why the effects of hemp oil are different per different people's experience with it. And that is another reason why Jay and Gemini have been really big about innovating with different strengths. So you all know we currently have a 500 and a 1,000. The 500, of course, is for those that have maybe a overly sensitive endocannabinoid system, where a little goes a long way. And there are other people who have a less sensitive ECS system that would need and require the 1,000. And for the limited promotion that we just did, we had a 5,000. And so those that have really, really been experiencing some sort of chronic condition or serious pain, the 5,000 was what it took to take off the edge. So everybody's system is unique. And everybody is going to require kind of an experience with it. What we always say is, you know, just take a little, see how you react, and work up from there. So just a reminder on that too. So the more you know about your body, the more you can take care of yourself, the more you can believe in yourself, and the more you can do more. And that was the purpose of really talking a little bit about the science in our bodies and talking about how hemp oil plays a role with it. So I'm going to go ahead and jump off the share screen here. Go back. And then Jay, I'm going to turn it over to you. Do you want to give everybody a heads up on how we did with that 5,000 that we were selling?
Absolutely. Stacy, great job. That was awesome. I want to touch on that first real quickly. You know, that's what's so cool. Some people say, oh, I can't take this because I have high blood pressure, or I can't take this because I have low blood pressure. The cool thing about what you just described is your body it puts it into balance. If it's too high, it helps. If it's too low, it gets your body where it needs to be. So that was so cool. Great job on that. I was looking forward to this call tonight. Back to the 5,000. We sold out our allotment of 5,000 in 48 hours. So it's gone. But what I want to do is we have that study where it shows what it's doing for you. We definitely want to get those in. I've heard some pretty amazing results, but I want to continue to get those in, continue to track that, and also see if there's demand for it. One thing, I want to give y'all what you want, but we also, it's a business. So we need to be able to buy in larger quantities to be able to bring the price where it needs to be, where, you know, this is not a nonprofit. So we gotta do what makes sense as well. So if you have somebody that is definitely interested in the 5,000, let us know. But we definitely need to make sure that there is demand for it. You know, just letting y'all know that's something that we're not making a lot of money on. We need to buy in larger quantities in order to do that. So if there is demand, I promise you, I will get it. We definitely need some decent demand. But just the results of what we are hearing are incredible so far. The results we're hearing on the 500 and 1,000 are pretty incredible as well. So
right. So let's get those testimonies in your back office. You will see that we have a results tracker. You can fill that out yourself, send it in, or encourage others to fill it out as they have their first experience maybe with hemp oil. Let them track how their body's reacting. Let them understand what's working in their body as a result of the hemp oil. I also wanted to bring up the 5,000 just for a moment, because we at Gemini are always going to be innovating. We're always going to be bringing out new products. We're going to do some as a trial basis to see if there's a demand for it, like we did with the 5,000. There are going to be others that we're working on right now in the background that we're going to be excited to launch to you shortly. But with that being said, a lot of our marketing material is having to be created and recreated and recreated, because we're kind of having some fun with these strengths and offering a variety. So if you did notice the brochures that are available through Vistaprint and the one pager, they do have the 500 and the 1,000 appropriately on those. But as we innovate a little bit more, add more products to our product line, we're going to need to go generic with that marketing material. In other words, keep the remedy bottle on the marketing material, but not necessarily put a strength on it. Still talk about all the benefits that hemp oil does, because that doesn't change from a 500 to a 5,000. It's just, again, it's being able to talk to the fact that everybody's ECS system is different, and we have now a variety of products that can adapt to everybody's own individual needs. So our marketing materials are going to need to kind of take a step where they go more generic in basis, and we want to do this, and that is to educate you about things that you can then talk to when you're talking to prospects or talking to people who want to know a little bit more about their hemp oil. So I wanted to get that out there. Can't think if there's anything else we need to talk about. Oh, the ECS system. You guys, this tonight's presentation, if you weren't on or you want to relive it, it is on YouTube right now. We pre-recorded it earlier. We put it up on our YouTube channel, so you can go ahead and access it there. You can share it there. And based on feedback, we may even put that on the app under our science and research videos and presentations that we have. So you can use that as a future resource. Okay, well, guys, man, I wanted to make the ECS system easy to understand and quick. I did not know we could do that in 15 minutes, but we did it in 15 minutes. So we're going to let you go a little bit early. Anybody else have anything, Jay? You good?
You know what? I would just say this. The results we're seeing on the products are life-changing. It gets crazier every day. Some of these testimonies, I'm like, how are these happening? But I did get to see them with my own eyes, so I know they're real. If you know somebody and love them, get the product in their body. together we can all change a lot of lives and have fun doing it. So I can tell you just a story. My parents just got home today. My mom's 74 or 75. My dad's 78. Normally when they come to visit us, it takes them, 12 to 14 hours to get here. That's normally a 2-day. They're in the car driving all the way here and all the way back in one day. And it's so awesome just seeing what this is doing for them. My dad, 78, and y'all know just the back pain he had from, he had a crash on an exercise bike, and, the bike collapsed and he had major surgeries and just hurt forever. He's off everything and he's feeling amazing. So it's so cool seeing that. So just knowing that in the testimonies we see, if you know and love somebody, get it in their body. And together we'll be able to change the world. So just, we are so excited. Stacy, that was wonderful tonight. I love seeing that. I got to hear her practicing on it and learning all this. It was awesome. So anyway, great job on that. Just want to tell everybody good night. God bless, and we'll see you soon.